Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, starring Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie, and Peter Acre as William Frost. The Pretenders.
Well, I just think they're hankering back to a past that never was, myself, sir.
Yes, you're probably right, William, but that won't stop them. They'll just hanker away, as people do, looking back through the rose-coloured glasses at the sepia tones of yesteryear, yearning for the old 70s, forgetting how uncertain they were.
Well, yes, sir, and after all, if things were so good under the old system, then why did they have a revolution? The nobility treated their serfs like chattels, didn't they, sir?
Yes.
They even still had droit de seigneur. You know, the local lord got first crack on your wedding night.
That's not much of a start to your honeymoon, William. I had tin cans in the back of my car. That was bad enough.
Yeah, I mean, several royalists have even seized on this mood of nostalgia to form political parties, sir. I mean, what if someone tries to make a comeback that could topple the government? I mean, in theory, the throne's still vacant.
Yes, but there's no one to claim it, William. They were all beheaded during the revolution, given the well-done chop.
Yeah, well, there must be several émigré candidates, though, sir. I mean, rumour has it that the old Archduke is already on his way back. I mean, if he gets to the border and musters his followers...
No, but he must be 80 if he's a day, William, the old Duke. And even if he managed to muster his followers, they'd probably never pass muster. And let us not forget that we too are by royal appointment, William. Mm. Or royal disappointment in some cases.
Yes, sir.
Of course, titles, honours, medals, awards, all these are as naught to me.
Yes, sir, of course, sir. If you'll excuse me,
yes,
then,
right,
sir.
Yes, right you are then, William. Oh, by the way, William, no crested envelopes have arrived in the post. Yeah,
no, sir. No news of any knighthood yet. Your Highness.
Excuse me, sir. It's Baron Surikoff to see you.
I beg your pardon, Helen.
Baron Surikoff, sir. I'm sure he'll explain.
Ah, oh, Mr. Ambassador.
Colonel Surikoff, nice to see you.
Not at all. It is a pleasure for me to get out and mingle with common people such as yourself.
Well, Colonel, I must confess to being a little baffled by your sudden rise to eminence.
If I may first adjust my nomenclature, Mr. Ambassador.
Go right ahead, Colonel. I know how uncomfortable an unadjusted nomenclature can be.
My title is no longer Colonel Surikoff. I have reverted instead to my hereditary title of Baron Surikoff the First.
But if you're the first Baron, Colonel, how could it be an hereditary title?
It's a new hereditary title, Mr. Ambassador, that I have passed on to myself.
But I wasn't aware that you had aristocratic connections, Colonel. And how has Mrs. Surikoff taken the news?
The Baroness. Oh, she went straight out and bought a new corgi.
So how did you discover your sudden ennoblement?
I have had my genealogy traced, Mr. Ambassador, and there can be no doubt that the Surikoff title is completely and utterly, what is the expression you use in the West?
Bogus, Colonel?
Indisputable.
Ah.
However, this will make no difference between our countries, Mr. Ambassador. I shall remain foreign minister, though I will obviously have to take some time off now to administer my hereditary estate.
Yes, of course, Colonel. How is your allotment?
Oh, my cucumbers are coming along nicely, thank you.
Good.
So, Mr. Ambassador, how about a small whiskey to celebrate my elevation to the aristocracy?
I mean, the hereditary aristocracy are just as bad.
Yes, Willie. My typing isn't interfering with your ranting at all, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, they go on about how they can trace their ancestry back 600 years or something. It's absolutely ridiculous. We all go back 600 years. Well, if you didn't, you know, we wouldn't be here.
No, Willie.
Yeah, I mean, all this hankering back. Well, I mean, I don't see what was so glorious about living in poverty and ignorance. No, it's all very unstable here now. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if we're in for a right-wing coup.
Yes, well, things have certainly changed.
Could I have that biscuit if you don't want it?
I thought you went out for something to eat.
Yeah, I did go down to the Happy Comrade restaurant number 2. Closed for lunch.
Things haven't changed that much, then.
The thing is, though, Mr. Ambassador...
Yes, Colonel, Baron.
...that although the new political climate has allowed people to come into the open, as it were, to put up a table and umbrella at the pavement cafe of change, there are some, I regret to say, of very spurious credentials.
Surely not, Baron, Colonel.
Regrettably so. people pretending to be of aristocratic origin when it is as plain as the nose on your pikestaff that they could be nothing but the commonest of peasants.
Yes, Colonel, I know just the type you mean.
And while some of these are sad, pathetic creatures, others are of a different stake and kidney.
Indeed, Colonel, in what way?
Pretenders, Mr. Ambassador.
Pretenders? To what, Colonel?
To the throne. Oh. The one job in the country that still remains vacant. And there are several émigrés who may think the time is ripe for their return. I could count half a dozen on the fingers of one foot.
Yes, I'm sure you probably could, too, Colonel, yes.
Even now, as we speak, the old pretender, Nikolai Raevsky, is assembling on the border, along with his camp followers.
Oh, is he really, Colonel? Yes, I had my suspicions.
And I also understand that you even have some claimants back in the UK.
Well, there are possibly one or two on income support, Colonel, but their numbers have been greatly exaggerated.
Claimants to the throne, Mr. Ambassador, the people's democracy.
Oh, I see, Colonel. Yes, there may well be, but what of it?
Well, I wonder if you could divine their intentions. If they wish to pop over to the Marrowland for all tyranny's sake, that is one thing. But if they are looking to get their lands and property back, their personas will not be grata.
So, any success with your researches, William?
Yes, sir. I've been through the archives, sir, and dug out a bit of information. Oh, well, anyway, this Nikolai Raevsky, you know, who's hanging around on the border, sir, would indeed appear to have a claim to the throne. I mean, tenuous as it may be.
Oh.
Though his claim to the title is by no means uncontested.
That's what I suspected, William. Yes, aristocratic titles are like boxing ones. There's always a few weighing in to have a shot at them.
Nikolai's claim to the throne, sir, is based on this part of the lineage, you see.
Uh-huh.
He claims to be descended from Boris the Unsteady, sir.
Boris the Unsteady, William?
Well, he had a bit of a drink problem, sir. Uh-huh. Anyway, Boris was married to Catherine the Slovenly.
Uh-huh.
You know, the castle was a bit of a tip, by all accounts. And while Boris was away at the winter drying out clinic, sir, Catherine had an affair with Eagle the Virgin, who was married to Martha the Insatiable, and it wasn't a very satisfactory relationship, apparently, and they spent a lot of time round at the aristocratic marriage guidance.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, it all clicks into place with him. Yes, this is most interesting. In fact, I must get my own family tree research, but do go on.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, as I say, Catherine had this affair with Igor the Virgin, mm-hmm. sir, and as a result of this union, she had a child, sir. It was a son.
Oh, and who was that, William?
That was Vladimir the Unwanted.
I see, yes. So he was, in fact, a bastard.
Well, he wasn't too pleasant, apparently. And anyway, so Nikolai's claim to the succession rests on that illegitimate line. So he comes down here, see, and that's Vladimir the Unwanted, Gregor the Unwary, Sergei the Insolvent, Sir John the Flatulent, Charles the Architect, Andrew the Sailor, Edward the Really Useful.
And who's this, William? Evans the Butcher?
Well, sure, sir. You know, the Welsh, they seem to turn up everywhere.
Yes, right.
And so, we go down here with a Maria the House Proud, sir, who married William the Henpecked, and they had one son who went insane.
Oh, yes, Yoli the Teapot. Yes, 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 I remember him.
Yeah, but the other son, sir, Peter the Stingy, actually escaped the revolution along with his sister, Katerina. Now, he stole across the border, dressed as a woman in the company of Ivan the Transvestite. Anyway, Peter died without issue,
yeah.
But his sister, Katerina, settled in Britain, and in fact, someone claiming to be her granddaughter is on her way over here now.
Royalty, William. Blue blood. Well, you'd better be there to meet her at the airport.
Do you think that's really necessary, sir? I mean, the descendant of some old emigre...
And perhaps you could just run the vacuum cleaner over the red carpet and put a little spray starch on my cummerbund.
It's not certain that she's even...
Noblesse oblige, William. Noblesse oblige. And it's up to us to oblige it. In fact, I'll give you a little toast, if you like, William.
I think I'd rather have a croissant. It's all the same to you.
To the tops, William. I give you the tops.
The tops, sir. As far as I'm concerned, you can keep them. Yeah, I mean, honestly, Helen, you just say the word princess, he goes to pieces. You know, several hundred of them, he turns into a jigsaw puzzle. I mean, God, the grovelling and toading that goes on in this world. I mean, the jockeying for position.
He who wants the honours, Willie, first must lick the boots.
Well, it makes me ill. The way some people go on, some bit of royalty in the offing, they will start getting their bunting out and...
Good morning, Helen. Morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you this morning, sir? Nice to see you looking so well this morning, sir. Do curtsy. Little posy of flowers for you here, sir. I picked them on my way in, sir.
Oh, thank you. How kind. And what do you do here?
First secretary, sir.
Oh, most interesting. Do you have my itinerary, William?
There's a tree planting ceremony first thing, sir. So I've cleaned your ornamental spade. Then there's a cornerstone for you to lay later on, sir. So I've polished your ceremonial trowel.
Good, jolly good, William, jolly good.
And then princess, the young pretenderette will be arriving this afternoon.
Oh, a busy schedule then. Yes, well, as I'm doing a cornerstone, perhaps you'd lay on the chauffeur-driven dumper truck, Helen.
Yes, sir, certainly, sir. And your double-breasted donkey jacket with I'm the boss on the back?
If you would, Helen, yes.
Well, better get to the airport, I suppose. Be there to meet the heir apparent when she appears. Have you got the flight details there, Helen?
Yes, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
That's her.
This is her? What is this, the name she's travelling under, then? A sort of incognito?
No, nothing incog about it. That's her Nito. That's her real name.
Does the old man know this?
No. Why, do you want me to tell him?
Oh, no. I want to do that.
Ooh.
Excuse me, but she's here, sir, the princess. Shall I show her in?
Yes, right you are, William, if you would. You have your basket of rose petals, do you?
Yes, sir. I'll stand by the door and strew them about her as she enters.
Good.
Yes. Do you want me to shift your ceremonial sword out of the way, sir?
No, just leave it on the desk, William. It might come in handy in case she decides, in a moment of royal beneficence, to bestow any impromptu knighthoods upon the shoulders present.
Very well, sir. I'll announce her.
Before you do, William, what's she like? Not too grand a piano for us to tinkle?
No, very upright, sir. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Good.
Yeah, we'll be surprised anyway. This way. Would you like to come in, please? If I may present His Excellency, Mr. Mackenzie, the British Ambassador, and the claimant to the throne of the People's Republic, sir, Her Highness Princess Sharon Eckersley, sir.
Hello?
How do you do, Your High? Who did you say, William?
Her Highness Sharon Eckersley, sir, and her boyfriend, Dave.
How do you do, Mr. McCartney?
Hello there.
Oh, do you mind if I sit down and take the weight off? These boots are killing me, aren't they, Dave?
Yeah, feet swell up in club class, didn't they, Sha?
Yeah, I'm a martyr to me fluids. You know what metal toe caps are like. They give you three different kinds of gyp, didn't they? Oh, and I'm breaking my neck for a smoke. You wouldn't have a fag on you, would you, Mr. McCartney?
Mackenzie. No, I'm sorry. Would you have a fag for our Highness, William?
Yes, sir, certainly, of course.
Oh, cheers.
Perhaps you'd like one from behind your ear.
Nah, I've been trying to stop. But it's murder, innit? You think I'll just have that last one?
Dave, a fag for you.
Oh, no thanks, I roll my own tar. Hey, it's a nice bit of carpet you got down there, isn't it? What do you pay for that, then, if you don't mind me asking?
But I'm afraid I don't actually purchase the carpets myself, though as it is Persian, I wouldn't be surprised if its price were beyond rubies.
Beyond rubies, oh. Well, you paid a bit over the odds for that then, didn't you, Sha? It's my line, carpets.
He's in carpets, see? He's got his own shop.
Here's my card, look. Dave's Carpets. From shag pile to carpet tile. No floor too small. I can get you a discount if you ever want any new grippers or anything.
Yeah, very, very kind. Yeah, I feel I may well be losing my grippers.
Yeah, well then, here we are. So, this is it. Sort of People's Republic and that then. Yeah. Not too bad, is it, from what we've seen? Didn't see no queues or anything, did we, Dave?
No, right enough. Not the standing in line we expected.
No, though, mind you, we did seem to come round the back way.
Oh, round the back way? Oh, good thinking, William. So you're a claimant to the throne, are you? You're high, Sharon.
Well, yeah, it's what they say, isn't it, Dave?
Apparently so, yeah, apparently so. We got this letter, like, from the, what was it, other council?
No, that was the one about the poll tax, Dave. No, the Monarchy Restitution League.
Yeah, saying come on over, all expenses paid, and Well, we had sort of planned on going to Florida.
Yeah, we fancied Disney World. Mm. You ever been to Disney World, Mr. McKenzie?
No, Sharon, the British government has not as yet found it necessary to open up formal diplomatic relations with Disney World.
Ah, I'm sure you'd like it there. There's a lot to do. We went down the Loch Bloom at Alton Towers once, didn't we, Dave?
Oh, yeah, quite a splashing we got on all.
Yeah, I got my pizza wet. Good laugh, though. You ever been down the Loch Bloom at Alton Towers, Mr. McKenzie?
No, it's all a bad dream, William.
Alarm clock will go off in a minute, so don't worry.
But when we heard that Shah was heir to the throne, right, well, we thought we might as well come on over, check it out. As you do, you know. We're a bit wary at first, because you know what I thought, Mr. McKenzie, when Shah got the letter inviting her to come over? I thought, timeshares, that's what's behind it. I thought, we'll get over here and then they'll try and flog us something.
Yeah. Anyway, we thought it'd be a bit of a giggle.
Bit of a giggle, William.
If I may just intervene, sir. Perhaps when Sharon and Dave have finished their fags, sir, I could take them along to meet with the Monarchy League, who are anxious to meet them.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Good deal, eh, Dave?
Well, yeah, I don't mind. I'm easy.
But I believe you've made arrangements, sir, to dine with Sharon and Dave tonight. I'm sure they'll get on really well with Mrs. McKenzie.
Yes, I'm sure they would have. Another sudden appointment.
This way, then. Oh. Ready?
Right, you are, Bill.
Bye then, Chief. And don't forget, if you ever need any carpets, I can do them trade.
Yes, I'll bear that in mind, Dave. Now, where did I hide that whiskey? It's not that I'm a snob, William.
Oh, the least prepossessing of men, sir.
But there are three words that spring to mind in the Sharon Eccleslie department. Common being one of them, and as muck being the other.
I don't know, sir. I mean, don't you think salt of the earth might be more appropriate?
Maybe so, William, but I can only imagine that the Monarchy Restitution League were bitterly disappointed when they saw what the descendants of the line had descended to.
No, it was quite delighted, as a matter of fact, sir.
Oh, well, if they can't tell knobs from oiks, they deserve all they get. I wouldn't be surprised if she were some kind of an imposterette.
You see, being so hard up themselves, sir, I think the locals were actually rather impressed by what they took to be Sharon and her consort's noble regalia.
Noble regalia, William. Sharon and Dave, the entourage. They seem to have all the nobility to me of a car boot sale.
Yeah, but they were quite impressed with Sharon's leather bomber jacket, sir, and her lycra micro skirt with the Doc Martens. Seemed to strike them as the very essence of decorum. Yeah. And when their eyes fell on Dave's chunky gold bracelet with a D on it, sir, well, they could tell here was wealth, class and breeding indeed.
But I just don't understand, William, how the aristocracy could have transmuted itself to such base metal in a couple of generations.
What she says, sir, is that her grandmother, you know, the Princess Katerina, you know, after escaping the revolution and coming to the UK, she was penniless and forced to work in a whelk stall.
A whelk stall? I see. So she then married beneath her station, did she?
Well, I mean, she married a Pearly King, sir, a George Eckersley. So she obviously was making some effort to retain her contact with the nobility. Anyway, her son was Sharon's dad.
I see, yes. Well, at least, having seen Sharon, we know that Colonel Surikoff now has nothing to worry about. I don't think revolution is imminent with her as a claimant.
I wouldn't be so sure, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Helen?
Archduke Surikoff to see you, sir.
Ah, Archduke Colonel.
Mr. Ambassador.
Further elevations and the lofty heights of greater equality.
You need not address me as Archduke, Mr. Ambassador. You can call me Archie.
I think I'll just stick to Colonel, if you don't mind.
As you please.
So, to what do we owe this honour, if honour isn't somewhat overstating the case?
Trouble is brewing, Mr. Ambassador. Princess Sharon, by subterfuge and trickery, has inveigled her way into the country under the false name of Eckersley. How did she ever get in, Mr. Ambassador?
Your London embassy issued her with a tourist visa, Colonel.
Oh, is there no end to the baseness and duplicity of people? If they cannot deceive you by subterfuge, they resort to deceiving you by being honest. Before we know it, we will be back to the bad old days.
You mean a return to communism, Colonel?
No, not those bad old days. Even worse ones before that. The absolute monarchy bad old days.
But let us not forget, Colonel, that one man's bad day is another man's good day.
No, please, no philosophy, Mr. Ambassador. I'm having a bad day. Maybe a little whiskey, though, if you like. A drop of Northern Comfort. As drunk by the aristocracy in the old days.
Well, it's arrived, William, at long last.
Your bulky package. Yes, sir. I was a little intrigued by it, though I didn't like to pry.
It's my family tree, William. I had it compiled by a genealogist at home. I felt that if we could establish once and for all that the Mackenzies were of blue blood...
Oh, bluest of blue, I'm sure, sir. Turquoise, even.
Yes, then it would obviously enhance my possibilities of
A knighthood, sir?
Possibly,
yes.
No, of course, honours, distinctions, these kind of fripperies, William.
Yes, well, there is naught to you, sir.
Quite. Now, this is the Mackenzie family. I'll just spread it out over the floor. There's only 27 pages.
It's a very big tree, isn't it, sir? It's a bit more of a jungle, really.
Anyway, here we are, you see, William. This will interest you.
Yes, I was afraid it might, sir.
Now, this is me here, you see, and this is Mrs. Mackenzie.
Oh, I didn't know she had a coat of arms, sir. It's a very interesting crest, too. Yes, the unicorn there, with the gin bottles rampant.
Yes, anyway, this is the interesting part here, you see. Now, my great-grandfather was, as I've always maintained, of strong aristocratic stock.
They've even traced his address here, sir. Look, 32 the Gaubles.
Yes, death duties and other expensive happenstances had reduced him to temporary penury, but forgetting him for the moment, if we trace back here, William...
Where, sir?
Under the desk, we can see a link here with an earlier Mackenzie who was related to the young pretender.
Prince Charlie? Really, sir? Well, gosh, that is something.
Yeah, well, in fact, he actually supplied the craft that took him across to the Isle of Skye.
Oh, I see. He was one of the sort of court entourage then, sir?
No. He ran a ferry business, Bonny Boats Limited. Then we have further connections here, you see, to the Tudors, to the Holy Roman Empire. In fact, right back into the mists of time, William. As far back as Neanderthal Mackenzie. Here, you see.
That's probably where you got your strong jawline from, sir.
Well, this is all in confidence, of course, William, but it would seem that in Darwinian terms, the Mackenzies are of tremendous importance. Apparently, the missing link, William, could actually have been a Mackenzie.
No, sir.
Oh, yes, indeed, William. The Mackenzies could have been the first ones to come down from the trees.
Yeah, well, this is only what Helen and I have suspected for some time.
Yes, well, I might take a copy of this and send it on to London, William. Not that I'm concerned about a knighthood.
Oh, no. The paths of glory lead but to the grave, eh, sir?
Yes, that's true, William. Yes, they do. But they go to some interesting places on the way there.
Yes, sir. Like Buckingham Palace, for example. Anyway, what you said about Sharon maybe being an imposter the other day gave me food for thought, you see, sir.
Good. Well, I thought you'd been looking a bit mentally undernourished recently, William. It seemed a while since the grey matter had eaten.
So I checked back through the local archives, sir, and I came upon this in the People's Library, sir.
Good heavens, William. I've never seen one of those before. What is it, William?
It's a book, sir.
Looks more like a decomposed turnip.
Yeah, well, the rats and mildew have been at it a bit, sir, and it is over 100 years old. Anyway, it's the memoirs of the imperial physician. You know, the royal family doctor.
A book written by a doctor, William? Is it legible?
Yeah, well, I took it out to the chemist, sir. He deciphered it for me. And the doctor recalls that the female side of the royal line had a distinct recurring physical characteristic, sir, that always manifested itself in the same way.
You mean like a birthmark?
Yes. And if we could establish whether or not Sharon Eckersley has it, sir, we'll be able to tell whether she's an imposter or not. Mm. And if she's discredited, sir, well, I mean, they'll hound her out of the country, and all fears of the right-wing coup go with them.
Yes, well, that sounds very sound, William, very sound indeed. So what is this inherited characteristic?
Webbed feet, sir.
Webbed feet, William?
Yes, sir. All the female line, they all had webbed feet, sir.
And so what did all the sons have, William? Dorsal fins and flippers? Are you sure about this?
Well, it's in the book, sir. But don't you think it's significant? I mean, didn't you notice, sir, that all the time Sharon was here, she never once took her boots off?
Yeah, that's true, William, true. But then Dave never took his trousers off. Mm? Do we assume, therefore, that he has webbed legs?
Well, it just seems significant to me, sir. And why was she wearing boots at all? Well, why not shoes? I mean, she must have had something to hide.
Well, perhaps she was trying to keep her feet warm, William. No. I'm sorry. I hardly think it's conclusive.
Maybe we ought at least to try to find out, sir.
And how do we do that, William? Take her for a walk by the penguin pool and see if she's tempted to jump in, throw her a fish and see if she goes for it?
No, but I've got a better plan, sir. We get Helen to do it.
Yes. Now, a plan is formulating in my mind, you see, William. Yes, oh, yes. We'll get Helen to do it.
Oh, come Come on, Helen, did you get a look at them or didn't you?
Well, I may have done, but I would just like to make the point, Willie, that when it comes to the good jobs, I never get any. But when it comes to all the tea-making and finding out who's got webbed feet, it's always down to me.
Oh, come on, Helen, how many times have I asked you to find out if someone had webbed feet before?
Well, it's the thin end of the wedge, so just don't think I'm going to do it every day, that's all. If you think I'm spending my time going round finding out who's a penguin, well, you've got another thing coming.
Yes, all right. And so?
Well, I suggested, as you said, that she might like to see the famous outdoor swimming pool, where you can freeze and swim at the same time. And while she was changing, I did see her feet.
And?
No webs.
Oh.
But, Willie, she's got distinct scars on each toe. And when I asked her about them, she said when she was young, there was a membrane of skin which was removed.
Oh, so you mean she...
I'm afraid so, Willie. She's the real thing.
Princess Sharon, sir, and her royal consort, Dave, granting you the honour of an audience.
Oh, yes. Well, do come in, please. You're high, you're low. Do come in.
Hello again, then. Here we all are. What a fortnight we've had, eh? All gone in a blur, innit, Dave?
Yeah, quite a trip. Not as good as Club 1830, but it was all right in its way.
Oh, Dave missed the wet T-shirts a bit, didn't you, Dave? So you wanted a word, did you, Mr. Mackenzie?
Yes, Your Highness. So kind of you to spare us a few moments from your engagements. Do sit down. I understand the people here have quite taken you to their hearts.
Oh, they're not a bad bunch, yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know if you're aware of the political situation here, but it is very volatile.
In fact, they've even asked me to stay on to be Queen.
Oh, they did. And what did you decide?
No, I turned it down. To be honest, I didn't really reckon much on it. Did we, Dave?
No, I mean, you know, monarch of all your survey and that, it sounds all right, but once you read the small print, see what you're letting yourself in for, it's not quite so good.
No, very true, yes.
It's like I said to Dave, Mr. Mackenzie, I said, it's not really home to us, and Dave would only be worried about his carpet, so whose mind's in the shop and that, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being, like, royal, but it's not enough in itself, is it? You need something to occupy your mind as well, don't you? Sort of brainless, really.
And then, of course, there's a football and the TV at home.
Yeah, you'd miss the culture, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, we've had a nice time, but I think we'll go home, Mr. Mackenzie. Thanks, but no thanks.
Quite, yes. Well, I think you've made a very wise decision, your shallowness, your shipness, your highness. It shows great discretion, if I may say. And it will probably avoid tremendous bloodshed.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want that to happen. I'm a donor myself. You don't want to waste it, do you? Anyone got a fag?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Helen.
Panjandrum Surikov to see you, sir. Mugwump of Mugwumps, wisest of the wise, most learned of the learned. Owner of the only Mercedes on the block, sir.
I think guess who will do in future, Helen. Thank you, show him in.
Mr. Ambassador.
Colonel, your mugwumpship. Well, I trust political stability has been restored. Now Her Highness Sharon has returned to the UK.
Indeed, yes, Mr. Ambassador. Things are back to miserable.
And what of the other pretender, the old Archduke?
Ah, I used my initiative there, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, a much underutilized item of equipment, Colonel.
You see, I realized we could not refuse him entry, as this would merely antagonize his supporters. So we had to get him to go away of his own accord.
So, how did you get around the problem, Colonel?
Quite simple. We said that he could enter the country, but that he could only come in on a work permit. So he naturally replied that as an aristocrat, he had no intention of doing any work, and turned around and went back to his home in exile.
I see. Good. So we've defenestrated the two nobles with the one window, as it were, Colonel.
And got rid of them too, Mr. Ambassador. And I have also ordered some carpets from the royal consort, Dave's Discount.
Oh, and many years of satisfactory wear I hope they give, too.
What of you, Mr. Ambassador? Any news yet of this oft-rumoured ennobling on the New Year's swindlers list?
Honours list, Colonel.
Of course.
No concrete news as yet, though my family tree has been sent on to Whitehall. But service is its own reward, to my way of thinking.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, I mean honours, recognition titles, the tinsel adornments of human vanity, Colonel, the may flies upon the river bank of diplomacy. All this is as naught to me.
I could always let you have one of my titles, Mr. Ambassador.
One of your titles, Colonel. Oh, and How much would that be?
In The Pretenders by Alex Shearer, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mackenzie, Peter Aker as Frost, Moya Leslie as Helen, Christopher Benjamin as Surikov, Elaine Lorden as Sharon, and Simon Schatzberger as Dave. The producer was Neil Cargill.